centered around Major Moss. I think that most of the students here would agree with your appraisal and evaluation of the possible course of action in Vietnam. However, sir, I'm a bit perplexed to read, as I do more frequently than I'd like to, about the attacks on the American embassies and our consuls throughout the world. And while I would like to see a definitely hard line taken in Vietnam, at the same time, and even before that, I would like to see American prestige raised by some concrete, firm, and positive action against these governments who burn and tear our flag and who shout insults at us while we stand idly by and do absolutely nothing. And I would like your views on this.
Yes. In my judgment, we ought to make sure that we, again, keep our big questions separated from our nose-tweaking questions and our ear-tugging questions. I think it makes a great difference. Aggravating as the attacks on our USIA offices or our libraries may be, if we were to let those become an instigator of policy, or if we were to try to project a foreign policy out of a sense of pique or disgust, then I say we're unworthy of really taking on the responsibilities that we have to take on in trying to win peace in the world. And I get as mad at Sukarno and Nasser as the next fellow does. But I think that we ought to remember that both Nasser and Sukarno are old men, and there are going to be Egyptians and Indonesians around long after they're both dead. And that likewise, given the complexities of international communism, if I may return to that phrase now for just a moment, that if you can trigger a nation into some ill-considered act by making them mad, angered in some way of effrontery, certainly the communists have that capability, because they can put together a mob in 1 hour's notice in probably most of the capitals of the world, and it costs them nothing to storm an embassy. This has less to do, in most cases, with the official position of a government there, or sometimes is a convenient instrument for that government. But we should remember that we're there not to be appreciated, not to be loved, not to be patted on the head. But we're there because we think we have a contribution to make, and I think in most every case, and I've gotten to most of the countries of the world, that deep down we are appreciated. I think the death of President Kennedy probably illustrated more dramatically than any other single thing the depths of the feeling around the world. And that therefore, we should not get off our main course because of these what I call nose-tweaking operations that are most aggravating. But they're just that, they're aggravations. I think that a firm conversation in the embassy is probably the most that we can do. I don't think we ought to pull them out of there. I don't think we ought to say, well, if you don't treat us nice, we're not going to let you have some books, or we're not going to maintain a library there. I think we're bigger than that. And we must be bigger than that. And it seems to me that all the attacks do is to focus on what we're trying to do in ways that we think are consistent with our ideals and our principles, and that the very worst thing we could do would be to pull it out or separate from it or surrender to it. I think we just ought to put it right back up again and get going. There's nothing more powerful than ideas and books. They're more powerful than bayonets.